Okay, so let's talk about Camping Fantasy.
All right, so before we get started, we have to our left,
Carol.
To your in the middle of me,
El Comal.
Juan Maza.
And who?
Bolita.
My wife. Me, Victor, your host, Reckless and Ruthless Podcast.
Hey.
So, this is your guys' first time being on a podcast?
Yeah, my second.
Second? Yeah. Yours?
Yeah, I'm a virgin.
Virgin?
Oh, what are we talking about?
How many times have you been on a podcast? Yeah.
Oh, it's a chico fácil. I don't know. Zero.
Zero?
Is it my first time?
Yeah.
No.
Nah, okay. So, we have newbies. So, we're just going to get into it. What were we talking about right now?
When we're talking about your fantasy of going camping.
Campsite fantasy.
What was the campsite fantasy?
You don't want to know.
I want to know.
It was very homophobic? Is that what you would say?
Homophobic? Wait.
No. That's the opposite of that, right?
No.
Oh, we're not talking about gay stuff, okay.
We could.
Oh, you mean homosexual?
Yeah, this is way out.
No.
You said, what would I do if I want to go pee in the bushes and you came up behind me and touched my shit?
Somebody's getting fucked.
That's what he's saying.
So Carol, where did you buy your glasses?
So he's pretty much giving you a free pass.
No, somebody's getting fucked.
He thought it through. He had a little scenario. Like, it was like...
So in your fantasy, someone's peeing.
Someone's getting fucked in our scenario. Whether it be me
and
or
it's camping and it's just men.
Whether so you're going broke back mom.
Broke camping.
Broke back camping.
Yes. Yeah.
But somebody's getting fucked. And I'm not saying it's going to be me. I'm just saying someone's getting fucked.
So Mota would be giving it to you ruthless.
Do you have like a tendencies? Like, are you curious about gay?
Are you like
no,
no,
I'm not.
No,
I'm not. It's just a joke.
Okay, so when you see your neighbors across the street, what's your first reaction?
Beefcake.
Huh?
I mean,
okay, so... So beefcake is what does he like muscular men?
You
like him tall?
I wish I could be like that. Yeah.
Are you a millennial?
I don't think so. Am I?
He's bisexual.
What are you?
I'm Victor.
You guys are millennials?
Unfortunately, I think we're considered.
Or what
that.
Is it?
I think so, right?
What's the before?
I think it's after 95. You're a millennial.
We are millennials.
No.
No, there's a one kind of group before.
2000s, right? I don't think
Gen Z?
Yeah.
No.
No, Gen Z are the ones now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Gen Z.
Aren't we 90s kids?
Yeah.
Yes, but there's a name for us.
I think we're millennials.
Yeah, millennials.
Are we? Nah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm Generation X, the best generation.
Ever. I thought you were 1950s.
Is it Gen X?
Gen X is the best.
Why?
Well, because there's no... You... It's not like now, where... Now you can literally experience what somebody's doing because you go to their social media. Before that didn't exist. If you wanted to know how rave was, like, you had to go. You had to experience. You had to get on that roller coaster. Nobody can tell you how that ride felt.
Now you can have that experience on your fucking phone.
I felt like with us, we kind of had that too. And then, I think
we're too accessible now.
Yeah, we give people too much access to it.
I think these smartphones, I think they made us dumb.
Maybe not dumb.
How many phone numbers didn't you know before off the top of your head? Like,
I think you're Gen X.
I'm Gen X, yeah. I'm Gen X.
Where is Z?
Yeah, Z is the one before the millennials, I think.
Yes.
I consider myself a Z.
Yeah, so you guys got to live a little bit of the... X part, yeah.
We got the last part of the golden years.
So like the house parties, all that. Like you guys experienced all that.
We experienced a little bit of it.
That was the best.
Like, just a little bit. Just like
house parties was
we experienced the end of it. Like the end.
Well,
it
depends on where you were from.
Well, we experienced the house party still, but the house, the deep house, the fucking the house music and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
That was on our way out already. Like that was just
still deep.
It was still deep, but it wasn't like how it was. Like the ravers and all that stuff.
Oh yeah, like the groovers, yeah, the ravers, yeah. Everybody, yeah.
Yeah, I had a cousin that was in high school.
Well, you were a rebel, no?
Yeah, but Rebel in my
in your time
was like a rockabilly Rebel. It wasn't a Rebel like.
It wasn't like a Rebel like a James
yeah.
Dean like a
preacher. Yeah, it was. Yeah, but
diluted.
It was weird.
Yeah, because over here, like they had the whole pop-up door, the whole everything. Like.
Yeah, and it was then it was mixed in with like Rebel and Punker, and then the Rebel would be would have punk attributes, and I don't know. It was just different. I'm pretty sure it was probably different in your eras back when.
No, I just feel like the world's more sensitive.
It is.
Do you feel like the world is more sensitive, or do you feel that people feel more comfortable opening up about their?
Well, there's a difference between being comfortable and there's a difference between forcing somebody to accept whatever you are. Mm-hmm. Like nobody ever had a problem with gay people. Mm-hmm. But now you can't even call somebody a faggot. And before it was just a normal word. It was just like, you're doing gay shit.
Yeah.
That just meant
you're doing gay. Yeah, that was what I was going to say. And
it's not necessarily like you like.
They made it a thing.
They made it.
And it wasn't even directed towards saying that you're a faggot because you're doing faggot shit.
It's no, just it was just the word.
Because,
it
was like, faggot back then didn't have a.
Mean like, oh, he's a dick. No, it was just the term.
It didn't have a big meaning to it. Like, you call somebody a faggot right now? Oh my God! You won't hear the end of it.
No, you call anybody an Indian.
Yeah. You won't hear the end of it.
It's like okay, so the N word. So, I firmly believe that black people should get over that shit. Slavery was centuries ago. But they use it like, I didn't get that promotion because I was black. No, motherfucker, you didn't get it because you probably didn't qualify.
That's true.
You probably didn't have the accolades to even get that. But they're like, they use the black card too much.
Like
we Mexicans, we don't call each other beaners. We don't call each other that. Why? Because we don't like that. But they could call each other nigger, but if somebody else that's not a black person calls them a nigger, they get offended. Mm. How do you get offended when you call each other that?
Yeah.
You can't.
That's true. Yeah.
We get offended because we don't call each other beaners or wetbacks or whatever. So we get offended because we don't even talk to each other like that. So I think black people, they need to get over it. Like, that was not even your parents' time, your grandparents' time. That was like way before that.
Well, now you have people like Tekashi Outley. You hear him on like YouTube saying, "Nigga, this nigga," like he's black, but he's Mexican.
He's Mexican.
I don't like that. I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
Should be something that should just be completely banned. Like, if you don't like it, how about like nobody uses it?
I think everybody uses it.
Everybody uses it. Black, I've seen.
It's like I believe everybody's racist. Mm-hmm. I believe we're all racist. To a certain extent, we are all racist. Be it a black person, be it a white person, be it a Salvadoran, be it whatever. We are all racist. We just pick and choose when we want to be racist.
And how racist we want to be.
Yeah. Like for us. Okay, so for me in prison, being a Mexican or whatever, I run with the South Side or whatever. So I rather click up with blacks because white people don't care for us. But in prison, we team up with whites to go against blacks. But the history in prison is that the Mexican Mafia was created. The unity or unification of Mexicans was created because when the prison system first started, the majority of the population was black and they would pick on everybody else. So everybody said, well, you know what? We're all Mexican. Let's stick together so that we can defend ourselves against the blacks. Mm-hmm. But you'll watch the news and you'll see like all these white skinheads or whatever, like fuck Mexican this, fuck Mexican that. And I'm really like, how are we in here like brothers in here against blacks? I'd rather team up with the blacks and ride against the whites. Mm-hmm. But it's obviously history doesn't allow that. It's already fabricated. You know what I mean? So you naturally have to become racist.
I think naturally they just set themselves up that way to where they can't be trusted.
I don't think you can trust
anybody. I know, but the black group, they're so paranoid that they'll create scenarios amongst themselves So they and they set themselves up for failure, and then they blame everybody.
It's not even that they set themselves up for failure. They create the scenario where like they feel safer behind locked doors. So they'll have like a riot. We'll have riots where we'll be locked down for 3 to 6 months. So there's no movement, and if there's movement, it's like the blacks move at this time, and then we move at this time, but we're escorted. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have access to each other. You know?
Do you feel it has to do with generational trauma? That if they were to break that cycle of thinking, things would be different?
Oh, well, okay. So, that's why you brought that up, because to my understanding, the prison system now is that everybody is migrated together. There is no more general population. Now it's just population. There is no... So before it was separated where there was a PC yard and there was GP yard. So PC yard is where like all the dropouts, all the snitches, all the rapists, you know, like that's where they would be. And even within those yards, rapists and child molesters are still frowned upon, so they moved them to their own environment, you know what I mean? But now, because so many people have chosen to walk away, stupid as that. So many people have chosen to walk away that now they live amongst what would be good and bad. Like you have gender population living with dropouts. And before you couldn't do that. But now you're literally on the same yard with them. So everything is changing. Now it's like a reset. Now it's gonna become one of those things where like, oh, you're gonna have to restructure. You're gonna have to like redo everything again. And let's see if you learn from the mistakes that were done, because originally, like I said, it was a group created to protect themselves from the blacks because they were picking on the Mexicans. But because money and extortion and everything came to play, it became a business of money, you know, it became business, you know. They tried to mimic what was the Italian mob, business and that. But the Italian mob, they were more corporate than anything else because they created unions. They literally would be like, you can't have all these workers. You have to pay us in order to continue working. So they were smarter. It's more like, you know,
they treated it as a business.
White collar, you know what I mean? And they made unions. They were smart about it. We didn't do that. We did the opposite. We basically used fear and be like, oh, you're from a gang, so you need to roll with us. Or else you ain't a gang member, you know? But at the end of the day, it's just to get more money, you know? Because I know people that they grew up in SGV and they will not go to East LA. And it's not out of fear, it's just out of respect. They're like, nah, we just don't want that kind of drama. Because East LA is too fast-paced for any city. That's where everything was born, everything. It's too fast-paced. Like out here, we're out here, what, San Bernardino? San Bernardino is literally behind in so many years compared to gangs out there. Because one day it looks like there's blacks right here. Well, the next day it looks like it's the gabachos. And then the next day it's like, oh, it's just homeless people. Like, there's no writing on the walls. There's nobody that comes and asks you, like, hey, where are you from? Like, before, you couldn't just go live in somebody's block. Like, they'll jam you up. You can't just go live in your... I think the times are different. My understanding is the 90s are coming back, so.
Yeah.
That's gonna be crazy. Everything from the 90s is coming back. The clothes, the styles. I think the 90s, which would be the Generation X, is like, we're the creators of a lot of stuff. Be it the skating scene, the biking scene, the tagging scene. All these things were like, you know, staples in those years. Like,
it's coming back minus the attitude.
Yeah, so now it's all coming back because now they don't know how to create nothing. They're stuck on social media, on their phones, and be like, oh man, they could see what's going on the other side of the world. Not before, we didn't care what was going on the side of the world.
We didn't even know.
We were living in the day. Like, now it's like you can't even, now they get mad at you because you didn't answer your phone. It's because now we're accessible. You carry your fucking phone in your back pocket. Before, the only way to get a hold of you is if you were home and you have to be home and they call. You know what I mean? And even then, it was like, sometimes that phone no lo contestaban because it was too late at night. you had to literally sneak it into the fucking bathroom or to your room to be on the phone with somebody at nighttime. You know? Nobody knew your business. Your business was your business.
Nobody knew what the streets like, the street lights going on at night, man.
Yeah. You could go visit some girl and only you and that girl know that you guys were together. Now it's like, oh man, hey, there's putos on the street. Hey, I am that way. You know what I mean?
Right away. That's crazy how life has changed from those eras to now. And
kids don't have no stories to tell nowadays.
No, they don't. And some of the stories that we want to tell, we probably can't tell. No.
It's like before you would get punished because they brought you inside. Now it's a punishment to tell your kid to go outside.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's
what did
one.
I do? Why? Yeah,
big punishment.
Why are you making me turn off the TV? Like, what do you mean? Like, go outside. Like,
I think if it's like a healthy balance, it would be okay. Because I would say that social media can be good or bad, but it depends how you use it and how you view it.
Social media is bad because it cuts you from the actual life experience. I'd say kids nowadays, they're not street smart, nor will they ever be street smart.
You can tell them what hide and go seek is. They won't know what that is.
A freestyle. No, but not only that, they're going to be very ignorant and naive to the streets, to where they'll get lured in by predators, run up on by kids, and they're going to get scared, and that's going to traumatize them for life.
Oh, that happened to your kid. Yeah. That happened to your kid. One kid didn't ask him where he was from because he was wearing a muscle shirt.
Well, no, I didn't ask him where he was from. He just rolled up on him like, hey, I'm going to fucking do something to you. And
back in the days, how would you have had him there?
Back in the days, I would fight.
Here's the thing.
No, it's not being about my kid. It's just that I was raised and I was brought up that, like, if somebody makes fun of you, you make fun of them back. Somebody pushes you, you push them back. There was no, like, now if a kid talks and makes fun of another kid, that kid goes and hangs himself. Mm-hmm. He goes commit suicide.
I know that has a lot to do with how he's seen, like, the kid is, how his is.
Look at all of us. We all grew up in a time where we had to be home, but street lights came on, right? But we would go play. Our parents never worried about us. They never went and see. We could have been, they thought we were like a block away, and we could be fucking Long Beach. We could be taking the riverbed all the way down to the beach.
But I think it's different with men, because I feel like for women, did you have that freedom?
I couldn't even. I don't trust my sense to go out on the street, no?
Yeah, we worry.
You're generalizing as far as gender. We're talking about gender.
No, he's talking about the past.
That's why.
Like,
yeah. But like even now, my sense, I don't trust them to be out on the street.
Just because I'm a, like,
and you know what? It's not even about trusting them. It's just we know what's outside that fence. Mm-hmm. We know it's a shitty world. Mm-hmm. And because we know that our kids are naive to a lot of shit, they're not street smart, they can't tell the difference between a fucking kidnapping van to a fucking ice cream van. They can't tell the difference.
So as a parent, now I understand my dad's old ways of, no, my daughters can't be out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
He knew if she's out on the street and, you know, someone grabs her, snatches her up, they already know what they're going to do to her. But as far as sons, there was more males in our family to where we're out on the street. There's a group of us.
What were the chances
of us getting in any kind of trouble?
I just feel like I can't.
It's just different because you have a lot more to lose than a daughter.
I think it's valid for you guys, but I just feel like we can't say this.
Like, during a house party scene or whatever, you know, there's after hours and all that shit, whatever. My mom would be like, what kind of girl do you think you're going to find if she's out there at 2 o'clock in the morning? You know what I mean? But that doesn't resonate. That doesn't process that.
And because to you,
I'm partying. I'm partying.
Like, you were out till 2 in the morning?
She was hanging out with fools named Krusty from the hood. I was like,
Krusty from where, like, shit?
No, I mean, we all did stuff. We all partied. We all have a past. We'd be stupid to be like, Dick, I was a saint. We're not saints. We weren't saints.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We live the moment. We live the time that the era that we were in. Mm-hmm. Now it's not the same because technically there is no era. There is not like, oh, my son's a skater right now and all his little punk kids are skating in front of the house. Like, no.
Do you think we're just being too scared as parents? Because we know what we
have to do. Nowadays, even women are getting snatched up. You're talking about adults are getting snatched up from the stores, gas stations, Targets, just like convenience stores. You know,
because one of my coworkers, they tried to kidnap his kid at a Target.
Oh, at a Target, me and my kids, we were getting followed, and I had to.
So she was getting tailed.
But see, so this is what I believe. I believe all those things existed back then, but because social media didn't exist, we wouldn't know.
We wouldn't know about it. Yeah.
We wouldn't know. And I think now, because we know so much, and we.
I think more now with the abductions, with all those. Kids that they've been able to arrest.
Kids,
so now their inventory is running low. So now they're being a little more just sloppy about it.
Yeah.
They don't care. They don't care. If they see a woman with four children, okay, the best we can do, we can at least snatch up
one or two.
One, two minimum. As long as they don't see a male. Yeah. That's one thing I told her. Had I been there, they wouldn't have really thought much.
And the reason I want to say they targeted my coworker is because he's literally like 5 feet. He is small. You know what I mean? We call him Chicken Little. That's his handle.
Why don't you call him Chicken Little?
Because he's not little.
He's not. Chicken Little is white. He's a little white chicken.
He'd be more like, you know, Foghorn Leghorn?
Yeah.
Looney Tunes,
that big rooster and that little thing. This is a little thing.
No, I'd be like the guy from Lord of the Rings.
He's like Woodstock. He's more like a Woodstock, like the little Snoopy bird.
I like Chicken Little for you.
Chicken Little, no.
For the record, I'm like 6 feet.
So I want to say they target him because they see his stature, like he's small. But even that's like gutsy, dude. Like, broad daylight, like.
Well, I think right now they're desperate because we were in a pandemic and nobody was going out. And that's why I feel like.
Okay, so who's at fault? Rich people that need organs? Because that's why they take kids. It's not because they're going to saddle somebody that wants to adopt a kid, no. Kids are targeted because it's for organs. So who's at fault? All these people with deep pockets, all these rich people?
Well, it's organs or sex trafficking.
It's not sex trafficking.
I think
sex trafficking now is like, it's normal. OnlyFans. All this shit is all normal.
There's
sick people out there.
They're
sick people out there. But we don't know how sick they are. Come on. How do you get, I don't understand it, everybody mentally, psychologically is different, but how do you get a thrill out of looking at feet? I understand it's a fetish, but it's a sexual fetish. It's to get a gratification out of it.
Yeah. And there's some people even with there's
people that just enjoy looking at somebody eating.
At least say your wife.
You love everything.
Dude, like, they're just eating.
But you would always talk about feet, that you like feet.
Yeah.
When?
All the time.
Your feet?
Oh, I like Carol's feet. They're crusty today.
They're crusty?
You say that?
No.
You don't remember?
She's already curling her toes.
You used to sit in the back.
She's probably like this.
You used to have crusty feet and you would suck her toes.
No. So in my defense, they would always be... Acá la pinche churro aguado acá. She'd always be like... She's got skinny legs. She's got creepy feet. Oh, I love my wife's feet.
I never said Carolina.
Fucking, I love everything about her. If she asked me to, I'll fucking suck her toes. It's my wife.
You
gotta stand by your wife. If not, then why even be with them?
You wouldn't even go up there.
Okay, don't even.
What if some people are with people for convenience?
That's because sad.
Okay, no, let's just say okay.
I don't think that's possible for some.
No, it is possible because there's people that might have been in love. Mm-hmm. But you fall out of love.
Yeah, you could.
Especially if you're with somebody when they're young. Like these people, eventually they're just gonna be tired of each other.
These people.
We've been tired.
What?
But it's for convenience.
You're talking about the neighbors.
One neighbor did? The one she was tricking for?
Shut
she was tricking dick. She thought it was Victor driving up and it was a neighbor.
Oh, wow.
Wrong bottle. Wrong Mexican.
Oh my god. That was embarrassing.
No, it's like people that got married that when it was okay to be gay, that they got divorced. Because there was this white picket fence, have a family, get married. But I'm like, dude, like... Okay, so for instance, like, when my daughter's mom got pregnant, I told her, I can't be with you because I'm not in love with you. I firmly believe that I'm not gonna portray some false image to my kid and let her grow up thinking that this is what a relationship or what it's supposed to be like.
So you're basically, that's like dismantling that social construct or societal standard.
Yeah, and that comes from our family though.
Yeah.
It's like this expectation,
it's not
tienes que estar casado at this age. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're already too old. You could be 20 something and you're already too old to have kids.
Isn't that like a Mexican thing though?
Well, yeah, we're Mexican.
No, but like Mexico.
It is a routine?
No, but I'm just saying. It applies to all cultures because if you think about the other people.
It's like some people will get divorced because they're like, well, fuck it, we're just right here. Then that's how they become swingers.
It's sad for those couples because now what are you teaching your kids? You're raising your kids to think that it's okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I can't be with my daughter's mom. I loved her, but not in that way. And I told her, just because you're having my kid, no, I'm not going to marry you. Bitch. Like, no, I'll be there for my daughter. I'll be there for whatever. But because, she knew stuff about me, so I took 10 steps away. And
No, but see, that was cool. You were honest with yourself, and you were honest with her. You weren't beating around the bush.
I'm like that. Like, if I don't love somebody anymore, I don't care how in love they are with me. The moment I'm not in love with them, I'll break it off. And there's people that'll be like, well, fuck it, I can still sleep with her, I can still smash. I can just smash X amount of time. And for me, I can. I'm like, you can't. I don't love you, and that's it. Like,
but that's
see, and you know what? Honestly, I think for men, that's rare for you to openly admit and know what you want. Because there was a time in my life, before my wife, to where I think that's why I was running around. Trying to find love. But I was looking in the wrong places. To where, once they put out, it didn't feel right.
It
didn't. It doesn't feel right. At that point, when it doesn't feel right, why do you want to be there?
Because we're built for the thrill of the hunt. And if the hunt was that dead deer came to me, there was no hunt. You know what I mean?
My wife made me hunt. Shit.
No, and that's cool. Hey, you know what? Not to say nothing, no disrespect, nothing, but I'm pretty sure your scenario was different to other individuals' scenario. And I know this because I've been with enough people to know that, I only do this to you, but I never done it to this person. Like, no, bitch, you're choosing to be who you want to be. Or have that comfort or whatever that you don't have with maybe you're even your husband or maybe even this. Like, I'll go to Pajaretes and I'll have one time at the call, I was talking to some girl, you're looking for phones right here. I was talking to some girl and she's like, I feel very comfortable talking to you about this and that. I go, well, I'm gonna stop you right there because just so you know, you're talking to a man. And if you talk to me in a certain way, you're giving me green light to have I thought you farted, dude.
I thought you farted. Fuck.
I was like, wow, that is crazy. You sound like a phone.
Your fucking bells are pixelated.
I was like, that's crazy. Dang, I was like, you didn't even look at your butt. I was like, what the fuck? No, and I'll be like, you need to understand.
It came out in Dolby Sound.
It's like, okay, so women feel offended because they dress a certain way and they get a certain reaction. Well, bitch, you wore that skirt. What do you think? A man is not gonna notice.
I'm gonna bring up an example. Names will not be put on blast.
Okay.
But there was, I know this individual. She had her little fuck buddy. And was impregnated, found out late. Baby daddy comes back into the picture, expecting only one thing. Just to show up and fuck around, just kind of like how it was in the beginning. Said person got hurt feelings. I asked this person, well, what were the terms and agreement when you first started hanging out? Oh, just for the excitement, and we were just kind of using each other. Okay, so what did you think was going to change his mind second time around? He doesn't care that you have a kid. As long as you're down to play games.
Yeah.
So you're already kind of. You already set the tone. Like, there's no turning it back. There's no way he's gonna take you serious. Now, had you made him work for it and presented yourself differently, you know what? Like, you don't have to earn this. you want to come into my life, you want to be, you know, messing around with me, then this is how it's gonna go. But no, it was just an open invitation because you were both mutually wanting to have the fun.
Yeah, you're adults, you're not kids
anymore. So then why are you gonna get hurt? Why are you gonna act all new to this?
Yeah, why are you gonna fall in love?
Why fucking fall in love? Like, you're, you
know, basically, that's the bottom line.
You guys didn't go into it in love. Now that child is that's not no collateral or any. Hey, well, you know, this
you can't change the contract just because you had a child. No, you can't.
No, so just, how you go in and present yourself, it lays out a big it's just an open invitation.
So I know some women, they'll dress a certain way because it makes them feel good, but they need to understand that at the other side of that mirror, there's a bunch of men.
I got a good one. Okay, okay, but Manasu, one thing.
I don't even know if that's to say exposing.
If you dress a particular way with your spouse, you're gonna you're doing it obviously for yourself. And you feel more comfortable because if you have a perv try to run up on you, you have your husband to defend you.
No, because now, I've been in sweats and a sweater like this, and people still try to
come up. We're talking about.
I've been praying, and people still come up. Maybe because the same way
there's guys attracted to feet, there's guys attracted to girls in pajamas.
Or even and like
you're, a guy, some guys have pregnant woman fetishes.
Yeah.
There's a fetish for everything.
Well, it kind of sounds like put the baby on
the head. No, it's not put the baby. It's kind of like.
I've always wanted to be with a pregnant woman.
I agree.
I don't know why. To have sex with a pregnant woman.
You should go to a La Mosque class. You should probably pick up a single one.
I almost had the opportunity, and she wanted it too, but she felt like everybody was going to talk shit.
But who was going to know?
It's not like you were going to get her pregnant.
I was going to poke his eye. No, it just, there's certain things that it's just, you're curious. I'd rather be curious when it's about a woman than Mr. Mix over here, where
fucking you also have something
heck or vice being. No, I don't know.
Hey, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up though, because now I'll never ever take a fucking piss. This for being around.
Just don't be camping. Yeah. I think it's a has to do with camping.
What do you think I'm good?
Because you throw yourself out that way.
Now that he mentioned, like I would see him being a little creeper. He's gonna take advantage of his height. Yeah, he's gonna take advantage of his height. You're already taking a picture of my photo for you? Like, no, come on. I would see.
Nah. That was crazy. It threw me off.
Threw me off right now.
I was like, what? And he had it played out.
And then he had
a storyline, like, and everything. And I was like, wow.
Isn't that the point of being funny?
No, you gave it thought.
And then he has a little cowboy hat on to throw it on with the stars.
That's my 4th of July hat.
Like, if it wasn't for the Budweiser on top, I would really believe that you were, like, really about America.
I just think he wants to bounce something.
Anyways, let's change the subject. Let's just turn off the podcast right now.
He looks at you like he wants to ride you like a Bronco.
Yeah. Brokeback style.
What about me?
Huh? You can work the camera.
No, I think, like, humans are like animals. You can literally be next to a woman and know that there's this attraction, that there's this, like, oh, I know I could pull him, or I could pull her, or whatever. Because animals have that. Animals don't just... A dog just doesn't walk up to another dog and be like, I'm going to smash it. Like, no. It's this smell. It's this pheromones. It's all this... All this takes to play, like... I think with humans, with us, we naturally, unconsciously will flirt with somebody, be it a meser at a restaurant, be it a somebody at Target that's helping you, but you know that there's this vibe.
Be it with your tinny.
Yeah, like with my roommate, like, you know,
yeah.
It just
yeah, like you, later, you know I this. Notice he has a, like, you know what I mean? A change of tone of voice whenever he's talking to a pretty girl. Like, he'll change his tone.
Just be nice.
And it's just like, you don't talk to me like that.
Because you're never nice to me.
Pero tú por qué te fijas?
Y por qué eres pinche sangrona, güey?
Dude, I'll wave at my neighbor. And then I'll look over here and she's like, that's Jesse waving at the neighbor. We don't even like that.
What the hell? I never tell you that.
I could see it. I could read it. I could sense it.
Wow. You know when you know it's for reals? when she tells you, hey, you know what, you're short on rent. The fuck? No. Well, you didn't get the memo? We tacked on.
But I pay rent right here and I stay at my girl's house, dick. I don't even fucking stay here.
Yes, you do. Don't lie.
She'd be like, you know what, we're gonna tack on another 150 for being a jackass. You're waving at the fucking gay guys.
I got another
one. Oh, the neighbor was gay. George used to be gay.
You think he was gay?
Yeah.
Wait, what was his name?
He was too cool with the neighbor. With his neighbor friend.
Hey, but so's your landlord.
No, that was just one story. That's what
I said. Nah, but I told you not to say anything.
Nah, but your landlord, what do you call him? Hey, what do you call the guys across the street when you see him? What do you say?
Beefcakes.
Beefcakes.
What name
of the place? No, he's talking about, he's talking about the one.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, the gay ones.
Yeah.
The gay ones over there.
He calls them beefcakes.
Yeah, they're beefcakes.
They're beefcakes. See? Yeah. See, I don't have to.
They're like legit. You're like those well-dressed gay people? Mm-hmm. Man, that's what they are.
He's actually a stripper.
See, but I've never seen
he's
this one.
He's a stripper, so see, he's fucking probably ripped, a guy, six-pack, like, you know?
But he's a cocky stripper. He's a cocky stripper. He's like very, like...
So he's not the kind of gay like the neighbor around the corner?
No, he's like... Gay. He's like... Gay. We need a...
Yeah, so we're gonna
move right now, because we're surrounded by gay people. Yeah. We need to get out of here. But anyway, let's just stop talking about gay people.
Getting excited?
We're not even supposed to be talking about gay people.
No, not in that way, though. You know,
yeah.
You know, we're just trying to find out who's gay.
We're just talking about...
No, it's their own.
Well, camping fantasies. Carol sometimes looks at me a certain way.
That's you, bitch.
I think all women have this lesbian...
Oh, my sister for sure.
No.
It's oh, my wife?
So earlier you did a comment, right, where she was teeny, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we do the same shit, too.
You were looking
men
at
do the same shit. I work construction. Construction, you can't bend over, you can't say certain things because, like, that's what she said. Oh, yeah, puto, te gusta this, that, this. Like, you bend over in front of a dude in construction, dude, guaranteed he's touching your ass. Women do the same fucking thing. Oh, the beefcake, the beefcake. There you go.
You let Jeanette touch your titty once.
I've touched them before. And I've spanked her.
Why?
Pero, she said it right now. If you want to touch them, touch them.
It's because her tits are so big that I can be far away and they'll fucking smack me in the arm or push me away.
Like, I would just walk by and I happen to pass by and
it would smack me.
Okay. Can I defend this even though you guys think I'm gay? How would that sound if we were saying that? If I had a boner and Jesse walked...
Hey, I could pass by and you can see me in his left leg.
No. And you smack it, I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, come on. That's weird.
Who does that?
I'm just saying, because you said about, I
smacked her boob, like, you know? Miles away.
That would sound completely gay coming out of us.
And I didn't even notice, man.
You would do it on purpose. You would like that. And have your fucking were you showing off? Because I wasn't the same.
So for you guys it's a joke, but for me when I talk about dumb little things like that,
it's some reason.
That's true though.
And you're trying to make
consistent.
They're just talking about something to rub on stuff. You're talking about like somebody's in the
game. You're just premeditating.
Somebody's gonna have
blood. am I premeditating again?
You're thinking about it, it's premeditating.
Yeah, you're
because like, that's what's gonna that would happen in a porno though. Someone's gonna get fucked, right? I'm not lying.
Oh,
anyway, let's just change the subject.
Is that a group?
Mm-hmm. Hey, so what do you guys think about what happened in Texas?
Well, that's fucking gay, dick. You couldn't verify if that was a group?
He's not allowed to look. He's acting stupid because I'm here. But if I weren't here, he would be very observant.
Okay. Let's talk about this. Why do you have a problem if he looks? He's just looking. Would you rather him look when you're not around?
Why do you have a problem with your significant other looks?
I tell my girl she can look, like, whatever.
I see how angry you get.
No, I don't. Yeah. I talk shit.
Celos?
Fuck.
Yes.
Celos much?
I think Better. It's okay to say, like, if you do feel jealous, it's okay. Like, honestly, me, I've never felt jealous, and I think it's because I'm very secure of myself, and I'm the type of person that I tell him, if you ever fall out of love, with me,
that's
I'm not
going to
be selfish. Like,
you told her you fell out of love
already? No, honestly, we have an annual conversation or semi, you know, every 2 years through there, whenever I feel like, okay, I think I have to ask
you.
Where's this marriage at right now? How do you feel?
Yeah.
Are you still in love with me?
Mm-hmm.
Do you still see,
okay,
see yourself says, being here?
No, no, she tells you no.
Then, okay, you know what, Mija? We'll make arrangements. Your mom has vacancy in her place, and we'll just make arrangements. Because I've told her, I don't want her feeling that she's obligated and forced. Yeah, because we have four kids.
And I feel the same way because I don't want to waste your time. I don't want you to waste my time. And I think it's
unfair. But you guys already wasted a lot of time.
Yeah, it's like, no, no, we haven't wasted time. It's just I like to make sure she has
four. That's it. You guys have invested.
Yeah, but it's still, I think it's,
like, I
it's healthy to talk about it and ask.
Do you guys have a date night?
Yeah, we at least do one 3-day weekend getaway at least every 2 months. We do spend time. We do, you know, we go out, we have our fun.
Like,
we do have our art time.
I see him not only like as my husband, I feel like I see him more as a friend.
I thought that's what you said.
Like, I love him and I'm able to, like.
He's fucking friend.
Like,
more as a friend.
More as a friend than a husband.
No, I get that though. I get what you're saying.
Kind of like, he's like my platonic friend husband. I don't know how to explain it, but it's cool because I know that I have any conversation with him and he's not going to judge me or.
So he's in the friend zone.
Huh? No, he's not in the friend zone.
No, he's like a.
You see.
You don't have that. You guys don't have that.
No, we do.
You'll die.
I'm not your friend. No.
No, we
Victor, you'll die, Dick.
You have that, but
the moment you say, "Oh my God, look at her boobs," you're dead.
I'm not your friend.
You're fucking dead, Dick.
Wait, was that good too?
I'm not your friend.
But she can be like, "Look at this
bottle." Or no, we're best friends.
Look at this beefcake.
Beefcake.
I don't use the term beefcake.
I mean, I'm gonna say it like
so I like to ask.
That's good though.
Just to make sure, you know what? A reminder, if you feel like this marriage is boring you or you feel like you're missing out on life, hey, you know what? By all means, you're entitled to your freedom. Don't feel like you're locked down, you're chained down, the doors are wide open.
You have guys' night out?
Once in a while, yeah.
Does she have girls' night out?
Oh, she does. Mm-hmm. She does. Now, I don't have guys' night out. My schedule's just different. And when I do have guys' night out, it's.
Can I like to go to Chippendales?
It's.
No, even if that was the case,
no, if I have guys' night out, I'm very picky, and just for.
No, I firmly believe in a relationship. When my 10-year relationship, I used to tell her like, go out, because I firmly believe you need to disconnect from all the stress and responsibilities as a mother, bills, all this shit. I believe it's good. For the relationship itself, to go de-stress and go get peda or go get pedo, you know, whatever the fuck
like
you need to do.
You're not just like one identity.
Because I firmly believe that before two people get married, their life isn't over.
No.
It doesn't mean, oh, we're married now, your past, fuck your past, you have no more life, you can't do this, you can't do that.
Set up by like society, and I don't
like. I get hit up like, hey, what the fuck? Why do you let her have girls? Like, what the fuck's wrong?
What's it to you?
Yeah. Don't worry about it. I'm not insecure. Like, I landed her.
Well, you're not a ninja, dude.
Oh come on, I'm not a ninja. You know, I'm not insecure.
Like, okay, so for instance, like, I for me and all my relationships, I've always told like, I'd rather you look while I'm around than when I'm not around because. I know what the fuck I am. I know who I'm with. You go home to me, like, why am I gonna trip because you looked at that dude? Like, who's a fuck?
Yeah, but we don't even look at it.
Like, I mean, when Man of Steel came out, fuck. Like, she had
this
baba. Like, I'm like, hey, come on.
Feels like
I
should have brought
the fuck.
I never said you were in love with that other guy, that Hispanic guy from the movies. What's his name? What that guy? I don't know.
I used to like
Eugene.
Yeah.
She likes him. All right, cool. Yeah. He's not as funny as me.
What's your one celebrity pass that you have?
A what?
A celebrity that you could smash in order to be able to have.
Shoot,
I think you said Halle Berry, right?
Why are you fixing it? I don't like dark girls.
Jessica Alba. That's who you always
dreamt
about when you were a teenager.
Yo, you said that. You
thought.
Who's yours?
No.
Who's yours?
So what?
Honestly, if I'm being it's probably gonna sound weird, but
it's the Cartero. No,
it's the Batman animated series. Everybody asks me, like, who's your fan, Elsa? I really like.
Pero que me le todas las sueras, güey. Todas Batman sweaters, burn them.
No,
burn them.
I mean, honestly,
yours. There's much. So I'm gonna ask you first.
I mean,
that would be
too many.
One.
Too many. Too many to choose from.
One celebrity.
Too many to choose from. Yeah, Idris Elba.
Yours, Victor?
Damn.
Ashanti. What's her name? Christina Milian. I can name fucking all of them.
Jessica Alba.
Jessica
Alba.
I love Christina Milian.
No. That's it.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg.
Wow. It could be hot though. I mean,
who's that girl's name from No. What did I get right? No. Think like a man.
Oh my
think
god. Like a man. What's her name? Fuck it.
Like a man.
Regina Hall?
No, something Henson now.
Oh, Taraji Henson?
Yeah. No, what was
all
that?
All the time, always.
Gabrielle Union?
Yeah, that one. There we go.
Oh, there's another one. She's so pretty too.
She's pretty.
Damn, I can name a lot of pretty girls. You would think I am. Yeah, how come you haven't
met me? Maybe.
Your finish is Wonder Woman. Sure, I think she is. Because she's already acting for Wonder Woman.
Because you hit us with cartoon. Come on, that's not even realistic.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's just the Pisces in me. I don't want to bring up zodiac signs, but you know what I mean? Because, no, I don't know.
So you believe in astrology?
Yeah, I do.
You believe in that's how it's compatibility, that's how it exists?
Compatibility? No, because...
Hey, wait, hold on. Who just said everyone?
Me, it's Scarlett Johansson. A mí lo que se me atraviesa la verga, porque se me movía.
Whoopi Goldberg?
I'm discriminating.
¿Que sea mujer o corredor de caballero?
Whoopi Goldberg? Anybody has a
man? Smash.
Smash.
Anybody has a man?
Oprah? Yeah, she'll give you a car. She'll give you a house.
You get a house. You get a house.
Dude.
You get a house. With a boat. An RV.
You were around when we got our money. I was telling everybody, you get $100. You get $100.
No, I would be Scarlett Johansson or Wonder Woman. They're beautiful. She's beautiful. I don't even need her name. No, her name.
It's Gal. Yeah.
I wonder the one item from that Underworld series. What's her name?
Oh, with the short hair?
Yeah.
If I had to, it would be Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, that's a good one.
Didn't you say that?
She's the one that came out in Underworld.
What was that?
The one that was with...
The one with the short hair?
No. The one with Van Helsing.
Van Helsing?
Oh, yeah. There you go, Van Helsing.
Yeah, man.
She was
the girl
she
from Pearl Harbor? Yeah, the
great.
Oh,
no. Pearl Harbor.
There you go, Pearl
Harbor. No, I don't know. It's better that I don't know.
So she's that.
Oh, it's better that I don't know.
She's pretty, but not like exagerada pretty, but she's like.
She's natural.
She has like.
Yeah, she's not. She doesn't have an exaggerated body.
No, she's just.
She's really skinny.
Sexually appealing.
I don't know her.
You know, there's some people that are just like, they can be like, not even in shape or whatever, but they have like sex appeal, something about them. Like
sometimes it's just your face. No. Well, some people. Yeah.
And you don't have to worry, she's like 50 something years old. So.
Oh, yeah, why do I have to worry?
So when you said Halle Berry, you asked me.
Yeah.
If there was any black actress, and I said I don't like dark people.
Why?
I'm dark. Childhood trauma. So if I had a pick on it. If I had a pick.
I think dark is beautiful.
For me, it was trauma. That's what to me.
Yeah.
I like pasty.
Pasty is tasty.
Pasty is tasty.
No, and me, like, I couldn't. Like, all my boyfriends were. I felt like it kept. I told them, honestly, if I wasn't with you. Yeah, they did. And he even
said.
He seen the. I wouldn't say religion. So I told him if I wouldn't have been with him, I think I would.
You guys known each other since when?
Since 7th grade.
That's the longest
time. But
we were. Wait, you know, I'm the chocolate Thunder Down Under.
We didn't get together until after high school, though. He's the one who's seen, like, how do you say? Like
the
evolution?
The evolution of.
Yeah.
So they knew each other first?
Yeah. No, no, no.
No, yeah. We all met in the same class in 7th grade.
Yeah. We met in 7th grade.
Yeah, we
met in 7th grade.
Yeah, like, I think it was you, or maybe it was Victor. Or no, it was probably...
Look, I'll tell you like this. Me. I was the new guy to the school, and when I got to the school, everybody knew they liked each other, or he liked her. That's how fast I knew.
But we were all friends.
But they were friends.
Did you know that you were going to be ending up with his sister?
Damn.
Like, we've been really good friends since.
I warned you.
I didn't even know you had a sister.
And I'm the one who...
He never told anybody about me. He didn't want me meeting his friends. He didn't want
me. What's crazy is that you guys are all different. Like, cool. All your siblings?
Like, different shades of black?
Different personalities. Different personalities.
Hey, you know we're 50% black, by the way?
Yeah.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Hey, you never know.
Yeah, we're 50% black.
Shut up.
I'm
serious.
That's like me saying I'm Persian.
You
could
are.
Could be. You look it.
I know. A lot of people say I'm Persian. I actually tell people. My mom was going to change my middle name to us. Little one. You know, my sister's middle name is Dagmar. My sister's middle name is Dagmar.
What's wrong with that? No.
But she has the... She might not be Persian, but she has Persian money. So, it's good for her.
All right, guys. I want to bring something up about the Texas thing. What do you guys think about that?
I think that was a psychological thing.
I think it was a setup.
I think it was a distraction.
I'm not caught up with the news.
I think it was a distraction.
Okay, so this is my theory on all these mass shootings. My theory on mass shootings is that I firmly believe that the government takes advantage of people's situations and basically forces them to do certain things. Okay. So this fool was a tranny, right?
I don't know what the hell he
was. I think so.
Transgender.
Transformer.
He was a transformer. He was a transgender.
Oh, was he?
Okay. Yeah. So, why go shoot? I will never understand how people will shoot kids. Never. Like, never, ever. And I come from a background of violence. I can never, ever. They are literally off limits. Point. Like, no. No ifs, no buts about it. Okay? I think that it's not a gun issue. It's not any type of gun issue. It literally is a psychological issue.
Controlling issue.
You know what I mean? I think that the government takes advantage of certain situations and be like, look, you're going to go do this, and these bills and this worry that your family has right now will be taken care of, but you can never say nothing. Because for somebody to go and do it, and this is coming from, I have PTSD, and I know better, I know that this is a fabrication or an idea mentally that I have. Nowhere in all my life of having PTSD have I ever been like, dude, I'm just gonna go light up a fucking theater, or I'm gonna go shoot up all the neighbors or a job site. Like, no, that doesn't cross my mind. Because I know it's an idea that is fabricated because of this psychological condition that I have. I know mentally that I am not okay, but I don't act on it. And PTSD is a fight or flight type thing. It's not, so you have the choice to either walk away, get in your car, go home, go somewhere, and don't act on nothing because they're just living life. Squeak. Because they're scared, it's at the table. So for me, I think it's a psychological thing. Because even if he got picked on for being the way he is, right? For being a transgender or whatever. Why go to the elementary school? Let's just say he went to that school. Why go and be like, this is the fifth grade class that fucked me up? You know what I mean? You're not going to do that. You're going to go and be like, let me go track down John Doe, Fulano de Tal, or whatever, and kill him. Because that's the way it would work. The way I brought it up is like, this is the guy that fucked me up mentally. Let me go look for him and fuck his life up. Not go to back to that same classroom where I was fucking, where it all started. You know what I mean?
I think that was a setup. And the reason why I say that is, like, maybe they said, okay, do this, and then we're going to put you under witness protection. And it just doesn't make sense to me that, because he's, you know, a wrongful color,
And why did they shoot him when there's been other shootings and the other people are white? I don't want to talk about racial stuff, but why do they get taken to the mental hospital? And why? Because he's brown, he gets shot. And then all of a sudden you see things like, not about the shooting, but see, this is why we should reinforce border control. And it has nothing to do with the border. And it has nothing to do with guns. And it's like a mental health thing.
I firmly believe that they should do, like, okay, so this happened in Texas. Mm-hmm. So it would be a very bad example because Texas, anybody can open carry. Mm-hmm. They passed laws where even if you have a record, you can carry a gun.
But it's crazy because you can carry a gun, but you can't buy, like, a lotto ticket or, like, cigarettes. And this
case, that's like everybody that can serve in the military. Yeah. You can serve in the military at 18, but you can't buy beer.
Exactly.
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like, you can go die, but you can't have a beer.
Baby. You can kill, we can.
Yeah.
Yeah, the government gives you permission to go kill somebody, but you just can't.
Enjoy a beer or whatever.
Yeah, and the only reason why, I think because I read into it and there's a survivor and the cop, according to her testimony, she said, I heard the cop say, yell help if you need help. So this other student yells help, so the killer went to shoot them, and I kind of felt like, why were the cops like, set them up to get killed, and that kid, well, they survived because they were under a tablecloth, and she decided, okay, I'm gonna stay quiet and not say anything.
I think it was a distraction. There's other stuff going on, I think.
Yeah.
To where, whenever they do that, it's kind of
other.
So they already found. I think they already perfected a way to work social media to their benefit.
Mm-hmm.
They're like fucking magicians, broadcasting live. They distract you here while their actual act is happening over here. So, diversion.
Yeah, it's like smoke and mirrors. Yeah.
I think that's all it is because.
You see this hand, but back here, the other hand's doing something else. Yeah.
They already got caught slipping in the last mass shooting.
The one in Vegas.
Exactly. It's like,
that was crazy.
You know, that wasn't a fucking shooting. They were just fucking blanks. It was actors.
It was practicing.
It was actors. Exactly. Yeah. They're stage stuff.
Yeah.
So, why do they do it to hide all the shit that ran out with the whole COVID thing, with the whole the shit with fucking aliens? So all these fucking conspiracies.
I think those conspiracies, like as far as aliens, like all of a sudden they're open book about it, like right that they exist.
Trying to warm us up to it.
I think it's because they know there's certain things that we're gonna see. That they can't avoid no more. They can't hide no more.
Yeah, they're warming us up for it. Because, yeah. I mean, how much, as far as being mobile, from San Diego to over here, a lot of activity.
Too much activity. Yeah.
Too much. So it's like, what the fuck are these big, all these big trucks, what are they hiding? All of a sudden, the railroad system crashed. They're having so many issues with transport. Why? They're fucking closing off the roads. They're causing all these fucking interruptions on purpose to transport whatever the fuck they're trying to hide or relocate. At this point, it's like, fuck, be fucking straight up. There's gonna be a mass panic. It could be a fucking mass panic. People are gonna fucking react to this. And I think that's one thing that they created. They created fear and trauma. People don't know how to react naturally.
It's because everybody panics.
But because
everybody
just like, you know, okay, what happens in jail? If a riot breaks out, you're already prepared for it. You've been given instructions on how to survive the riot.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Now here, it's pretty much like everybody getting locked up. Riots. Okay. You're gonna have the fucking pros start a riot. What are the newbies gonna do? Who's gonna fucking panic? You didn't get any fucking survival tips. If you were to enforce some survival tips, people will know how to coordinate themselves and better prepare. So now, what do they freak out about? When they try to say gun control, you have Mexican motherfuckers, black motherfuckers that are smart with weapons.
Too smart.
They're fucking armed to the teeth. Yeah. Now that's where you're fucking regretting life.
Yeah.
Right now, militaries nowadays, 95% of military is gang related.
Yeah.
Gang affiliated. What happens once they're done with the 4 years? They take that shit back to the streets. So the government's afraid. They just fucking trained and gave all this fucking intelligence.
Yeah.
To their own fucking threat.
But the U.S. has been doing that for years because, again, North Korea, was that idiot's name?
Kim Jong-un?
Okay. Where did he come and educate himself? In the United States.
all these foreign countries, their sons, that they're literally public enemies number one to the United States. They all, the U.S.'s number one flaw is that they allow anyone to study in the U.S.
Guys, and that was the first hour of our 2 hour long podcast with Juan Massa, Juan Camané, and Kinky Carol, and my wife and myself. And this podcast was too long to put it all in one, so I had to divide it into two. So enjoy this first part of this podcast, and I hope you enjoy it. Did I say enjoy it? I hope you enjoyed it. And I will be posting up the other one soon. Sorry for the bad audio quality. You know, this podcast was done on the fly, but I really do appreciate these four people doing this podcast. You know, they brought it up. They wanted to do it. I gathered some things to try to record, and we made it happen. So excuse the bad audio quality once again.